Today, efforts were stepped up on Capitol Hill to pass that intelligence reform. Congress has been deadlocked over the bill since the 9/11 Commission made its recommendations. Also today, in southeastern Virginia, Republican congressional leaders began a retreat with White House officials. Some of those leaders prevented a vote on the intelligence reform bill 10 days ago. They're now discussing the next moves on this legislation that's divided the GOP. Proponents of the bill hope to enact it when Congress meets for a lame duck session next week. NPR's David Wellna reports.
The offensive to force a vote on the intelligence bill got underway at a morning news conference here at the Capitol with members of the 9/11 Steering Committee. These relatives of people who perished on that date 3 years ago have strongly backed the 9/11 Commission's recommendations. Beverly Eckert of Stamford, Connecticut, who lost her husband, chided President Bush.
We're here today in Washington as private but angry citizens to remind the president of why he was elected. It is his job to protect the people, not the status quo.
Standing alongside her was Connecticut House Republican Christopher Shays. He called on President Bush to publicly ask House Speaker Dennis Hastert to hold a vote on the intelligence reform bill. Shays says the president and others at the White House have not been forceful enough in their support for that legislation.
They don't want to offend the speaker. The Speaker and the House have been so cooperative in getting their legislation passed, it's the Senate that's held it up. So in a way, they've established this policy of not confronting the House and trying to just be nice and make nice. And I think it is really resulting in making the president ineffective.
But when he was asked about the intelligence reform bill at a news conference today in Ottawa, President Bush insisted he wants that bill passed, although he did not call for a vote on it next week.
I believe the bill is necessary and important and hope we can get it done next week. And look forward to talking to Speaker Hastert and Leader Frist here before the week is out to express to them why I just told you in public I'm for the bill again.
Meanwhile, Vice President Cheney met today with the leaders of the 9/11 Commission, who said they wanted to coordinate efforts with the White House to get the bill passed. The Commission's Republican chairman, Thomas Kane, declared at a separate news conference today that he was convinced the president truly wanted intelligence reform legislation and that it would pass.
I've never seen a bill that had the support of the president, the vice president, the leaders of both parties in Congress, in this case, of course, the families, and 80% of the American people. I've never seen a bill like that that failed. So that gives me optimism this isn't going to be the first one.
But another group related to 9/11 victims, the 9/11 Families for a Secure America, held its own news conference today to express solidarity with the House Republicans who oppose the intelligence reform bill. Deborah Burlingame, whose brother was a pilot on one of the hijacked planes, faulted that bill for not including tighter immigration controls and new rules governing driver's licenses.
For Chairman Kane to say that 80% of the American people support this bill is incredibly misleading because the American people think that they've got a safe bill, and they don't.
Other critics of the bill say it removes too much of the Pentagon's control over military intelligence and confuses the chain of command, a charge the bill's defenders say is baseless. Both sides in this debate expect the bill's fate to be decided before the House meets next Monday. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.